All right. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Katie Kavanaugh and Ralph Havens here for you today. We've got a great topic we're going to talk about just real quick. It has a lot of potency right now because we are in the midst of a very long transition with Pluto in Aquarius. This is going to bring about massive changes over the next 20 years, and it's going to allow us to really step in to our truth, our authenticity, our purpose, our whole entire being. It gets to come out and play. So this is a really exciting time to be in. And today we are going to talk about how you can step into that leadership role of your life and even your business. So Ralph, so good to see you. When you think about being a leader and having a leadership role within your life, what does that mean to you?
Well, I think it is an energy thing ultimately, and I think one way to think about it that I see is, the sporting world. Like, there's some people that just transcend things and they do really, really big things. And then there's other people that are also very, very good, but don't quite reach those levels. Some of them don't reach even near those levels. And when you think of like big teams like the Chicago Bulls and their coach Phil Jackson, he was known as like the Zen guy and the Buddhist, and they just transcended things. And then there's a producer that made produced Johnny Cash and the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rick Rubin. And there's other people that do really quality work, of course, in the recording industry. There's in the sporting industry. But they're not quite that. Like numerous teams, my team, the Dallas Cowboys, never many, many years hasn't made it to past the first round of the playoffs. Yet they have the just these amazing teams. But the to tell just kind of my opinion, it's only my opinion, but their owner has some big problems. He's the one common link through firing and hiring all these coaches and all this drama that he's creating. And you can see it. You could see it in him that there's a lot of inner stuff. And so the difference, I think, is the energy and who you truly are and what you truly believe. And you can't think your way out of that enough or try to just work so hard. Working is important and doing all the right things is important. But I think the key is to have the right energy, the right really deep, deep mindset, not just on the surface mindset. And then to have the right people around you is what I'm finding. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, that environment that you're in is so key when it comes to being able to step up. But yeah, what you were saying about being in that energy, that's what it feels like for me. The people who we look at and we admire as leaders, it's like what are the qualities that they have that we are so attracted to? And I think, again, personal opinion, I think a lot of it is the openness to possibilities. Like the leaders who are just so, for lack of a better term, good, they are open and they are flexible. They are creative. They have different perspectives. And not to mention, they can easily work with a team in order to get something focused or to get clear on something or to create the path to success or whatever it is. So when we think about being leaders and stepping into that leadership role, whether it's within our lives or, a business that we're running or a project we're running, then we need to have that energy of, I believe in this, whatever it is. And because I believe in it, I know it's going to be a success because I can see the possibilities of the outcome. And even though I know there's going to be obstacles in the way, I'm not going to let that stop me. And that feels like the energy of the people who have the success in their lives, who other people look towards and say, I want that. How do I get that? And it's just a way, it's not necessarily a way of life or a way of thinking, it's just a way of being. Right? It's like you feel it within every cell of your body. Like this is just what you exude. This is who you are. But you can't get there if you got the stuff in the way. Right? So, what do we do about all the stuff that prevents us from really stepping into this role? What would you recommend if someone would come to you and say, I want to have this leadership role, I want to have this confidence, this courage, and to be able to really be a success in my life? What would you tell them?
Well, the story is in the body. And, you know, you can try to like think your way through it, or take enough self-help courses or books, or try to like change your words in your head. But the key is, I believe what you said is, who are you really? And getting very clear about who are you really, and who are you not? And then what are you here to do? And what do you truly believe? And when you get to what you truly believe, do you have any proof that it's true? And then you can be very focused and know what's in contradiction to who you are and what you're here to do and what's not. And one of the keys that we find, you and I, is that this inner stuff is one of the things that's in the way. And it is in your body. There's a very specific way to go find it. And you can even test it for yourself a bit right now, because if when you think about what you want and who you are and what you believe and what you're here to do and the goals that you have and what it would mean for you, it could feel really, really good. And yet there could be some part of you that doesn't feel so good. You know, is your chest a little tight? Is there some sort of gnawing at your gut? Do you wake up at 5 in the morning with some sort of physical pain because of what's going on? Whatever that is, that's where the gold is. And there's a way to very specifically focus on that and let it run itself out. And that's what we do. It is in your body. You can even literally just touch it and start to see a change. And so that's it might sound kind of cryptic or like, well, how do you do it? It's a simple process, but anything else you want to say about how to be the person you know you are and can be, and to do what you're here to do?
Yeah, you gotta be willing to get really honest with yourself. And that's something that's been coming through for me big time since the beginning of the year, is what am I carrying around? What am I attached to? What stories, what beliefs do I have that definitely do not support where I'm going? And you know, we can say all of these things like, oh, I'm so excited to be moving forward in my dreams. And oh, when I think about my future, I get very excited. But it's actually like, but do you? Like, are you willing to go in and find what's underneath the surface? Because you can say that you want all these things and you can, quote, quote, do some work. But if you're not doing the really deep inner work and you're not having results, those two are directly linked. And when we are willing to acknowledge the things about ourselves that we really don't want to acknowledge, and when we say to ourselves, again, I'm holding on to X, Y, or Z because it's comforting, because it makes me feel safe, because it makes me feel loved, it makes me feel heard, whatever it is, even though we know that these things do not support us, when we're willing to acknowledge that, that's where the magic happens. And that's where the healing can start. Because again, we are willing to recognize it within ourselves. If we are not willing to do that, we are not going to see any results. We are not going to be able to manifest. We are not going to be able to move forward. And so when we're getting to that point with ourselves and we're starting to understand and to feel again what's going on, I think that's the key, is again to be willing to be with physically whatever is showing up instead of continuously pushing it down or denying it's there or, you know, avoiding working on it in general.
And you can feel it. Like, people can feel it, and it doesn't have to be like you're like the Chicago Bulls head coach, you know, and doing that level. It could be like my friend who had a one at a pool. I guess I'm not getting even to say this story, but at whatever level you're at, you can tell who you really are. And when it's not comfortable, that's where Katie and I go to work and go find that stuff and truly heal that so you can transcend. So I put a couple links in there. The best way to do this is just to talk to Katie, talk to me, and we can guide you, because this stuff that's in the way is very elusive. It's hard to pin it down because it's trying to not be found. And so instead of using anger or rage or having all this anxiety that's in the way and you're just pushing through it, there's a way to truly heal it. And the best way is literally just to go talk to Katie, talk to me, and we can help guide you and show you where it is. And then if there's something we can help you with, we'll show you and guide you. So I put the links in there. We have a group and we have all sorts of ways to help. But what I'm talking about right now is just reach out to us, send us a message, put a comment in, and we can spend a little time with you and help you get this thing figured out.
Yeah. And this is the time, friends. This is the time to really step up and to, again, put into motion everything that we've been working for the past couple of years. The energy is so supportive right now of building and constructing. Even though we're seeing a lot of destruction within our own lives, we have to stay focused on what it is that we're building, because things have to break down in order for something new to be built on top of it. So as we are exiting the one matrix, we are building the new matrix. And in order to step into that, we must let go of the things that we know we cannot take with us. As much as it may hurt, as much as we may not want to, if we truly, truly, truly want to transform and to become the person that we are meant to be, that we have worked so hard to clear out the BS that we've been carrying around, in order to be this new version of us, this is the time and this is what it's going to take. So it's not scary. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. We choose if we want to suffer through this experience. And we are here, Ralph, myself, and the other people in our group, we are here to assist in the ease and the effortlessness of transmuting these lower density emotions and vibrations so that you can truly be free, be sovereign, and to be the leader in your own life.
Thank you, Katie. Perfect. Perfect. Okay, right, I got to jump off. I know you do too. And
okay. So thank you everyone for joining us for this very quick talk. If you would let us know in the comments what has been most valuable, we would appreciate it so much. You are so loved, so supported. And again, we appreciate you checking in and hanging out with us for a little. So we will be back next time and we will see you then.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you, everybody. All right, I'm going to jump off. Great work, Katie. I'll send you these links in a little bit.
All right. Take care.
Take it easy. Bye.